The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
What's up, guys? Kels Charles, Megan Murray here, and you are listening to Girls Talking Boys in partnership with SB Nation. As always, hello.
Happy Friday, everybody. We're close to the draft-ish, kind of.
I know. So
if we want to talk about something positive for 2 seconds.
I mean, listen, I would like that because at this point, I'm feeling like some slight depression. I don't know. Am I crazy for like being sad about Tony Pollard? Like, cause I am.
You're sad about Tony Pollard?
Yay!
I mean, technically he's in your neck of the woods now. So
he is. Did I formally say that? I actually was thinking about that today. I was like,
I feel like you've mentioned it low key, but I don't know.
Yeah.
If you've made a formal announcement.
I quietly moved to Nashville about a year ago because my now husband is a musician. And so his job has to be in Nashville because he's a country musician. So you guys should support the Kelsey Going Back to Texas Fund by downloading his music and streaming it.
Pre-save Broken Heart by Ian Flanagan right now.
Because the sooner he finds more momentum, is the sooner we don't have to be tied to being national. We can go back to Texas. So Exactly. Really, if you help a girl out, like, let's just extract.
I'll take all of your phones and pre-save it for you.
Yeah. So
get on your Spotify, get on your Apple. You're listening to us right now, so it'll be easy. Just go to Ian Flanagan and pre-save Broken Heart. It's about Kelsey. It's really cute.
It's fun. It's a fun one. So anyways, I was like laughing though, because I mean, I'm back in Dallas like all the time. Like I come back pretty regularly. I'll be back next week. And, but like, it is funny. Oh, excuse me. Gosh, Friday. When Tony Pollard ended up going to the Titans, I was like, I feel like I should be sad about this. I'm kind of sad about this, but then it's also kind of weird that I could like technically go and watch him. And it's like closer than going and watching the Cowboys, which is so odd.
Yeah.
But
I mean, our loss is your gain, kind of, even though you're not a Titans fan. But
I know. I'm like totally not a Titans fan, but it's fine.
At least you can watch him.
Yeah.
More readily than us.
I mean, yes.
If you wanted.
100%. So that's the thing. But yeah, I feel like, you know, there's been, I would say, decent movement within the Cowboys organization and free agency. But by movement, I mean like people leaving.
Yeah.
I think most notably this week, you had Tyron Smith, who we saw it coming, but I think
we're in denial.
Yeah. I was like, I don't think I like fully believed that the Cowboys would like let him out the door until they let him out the door. So that's a thing. I mean,
I can't believe they weren't even like close on a deal. That just drives me crazy.
I mean, it wasn't even like that big of a deal. Like, Sorry. I'm sorry. I'm like going back and like looking at what it was, but I just feel like they could have made it happen if they really wanted to.
Yeah, it felt like a big loss because like how, and it's probably like, what deal did you offer this man? Did you insult him? Like, because
Yeah.
his comment was that they just like when he saw the offer from Dallas, he knew it was going to be the Jets.
Yeah, and like he ends up signing just a 1 year deal worth up to 20 million, 6.5 million guaranteed, an additional 5.5, almost 6 worth of incentives, which, that the incentives still go against your cap hit. So that's like a $12.5 million cap hit. Which I guess that's why it became out of their range. But it
Yeah.
just like sucks because you're like, God, like, really? Like,
It's like if you made those extensions, like you would have had that money to mess around with.
I know. And I don't know. I just think more and more like, not that we're there yet, but I do feel like we have to get serious about not getting to the point where this team has been really comfortable getting to. And that is that point of like having enough pieces to be competitive, but not enough to push you over the finish line and really truly have that success of the postseason. And it's like, how often do you look back at like when they had Romo, Dez, DeMarco, Sean Lee, Jason Witten, who am I missing? Like, I mean, it's just DeMarcus Ware. Like, when you have like these just seemingly, and I know like Sean Lee ended up having a lot of injuries, but like still, like he was an impactful piece of this team for a really long time. And you even had like the Great Wall, the second Great Wall at one point. There was some crossover with that, and you're just like, God, like, how could you get so far and it still not be enough? And it feels like you just weren't able to properly juggle the pieces at the right time. And I look at like a departure of a Tyron Smith, and I feel like left tackle, maybe there isn't as much emphasis on it as there used to be. Like you're seeing guards get paid more and more and more, but I still believe wholeheartedly that left tackle is a paramount position on the O-line, especially when it comes to protecting your quarterback. And I look at where Dak is in his career, and I'm like, it just feels like you really want to protect your quarterback. Like, it just feels like
It feels like you should always be trying to do that. I don't know.
it just feels like that should be a priority. And I'm just a little stressed about it. Like, I just have to be honest. Like, I'm just
Yeah,
stressed about it. So.
I think it's always like really hard when you see these guys that have been like the cornerstone of your team for the longest time, like change kind of it's like changing of the guards a little bit. Because like obviously the Joneses, as we love to overanalyze everything they say now, but they pretty much told you that the core of the team right now is quote unquote Dak, but also they said CD and Micah Parsons, and they mentioned Trayvon Diggs too. So those are the players that they're going to focus on, and that can be to the detriment of other positions. And like guys that have been on this team for a long time. So it sucks to see him go because I never wanted to see him in another uniform, but get that bag.
I mean, yeah, like I respect players going to get that bag, as you say, especially like if you have to think about it from his perspective too. I mean, got a couple of kids, what, two now, I think.
It two or three?
I'm forgetting. It might be three, but I know it's at least two.
Yeah.
But like, he has a family and he has people that rely on him. And I just think that he has to think long term about how he's going to support them, like out of the NFL. And let's face it, he does deal with injuries. I mean, I've said it before, but like even a Tyron Smith who is injury prone, or at least this latter half of his career hasn't been able to play a ton of full seasons. I think he's still better than most. But like, I also see him like once he retires, which is unfortunately going to be sooner rather than later. Like, if that wasn't the case, they wouldn't be signing him to a 1 year deal that is, you know, basically like a quarter to a half made up of incentives. We see the writing on the wall, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And like, it's like, I also don't see him going post NFL and being like a on air personality. So it's like, what are
I don't doing? Either.
No,
like he is like low key really funny.
Yeah, like he's great. And I know he's got like some investments that he does. Like I remember, you know, hearing about a couple of things, but like, I think that you have to do what you can to get as much as you can while you can.
Right. I think that's like, we talk about this when we talk about contracts a lot, but I think when you put it into perspective, like the way you're saying, think about, because it's really hard for people to be like, oh, they make millions of dollars. Like, who cares? Yeah. But if you think about it, some of them are only working for 3 years, 3 or 4 years, and they have to like make all of that money last X amount of time. Now they can use it to invest in other things and make, you know, business moves. They can do entertainment business moves, whatever. But like, the longevity in the NFL is not that, it's not guaranteed. Nor is it usually that long for most players. So I'm never going to begrudge someone for, you know, going to make a good financial move for their family, for sure. I just wish the financial move could have come from the Jones family.
I know. But... I know. So that's, I don't know. And I think that he obviously penned a really wonderful letter. And I think that was like really, really class act. I wouldn't expect anything different.
Did you see when people the fake Tyron tweeted and everyone was like, oh, he's signing a deal?
No, what? When was that?
See, this is, y'all gotta be careful on the internet, because first of all, Tyron doesn't tweet. And that was not him. And like, it was this fake account that was like, oh, like, I'm all in. He like did this whole thing like, I don't want to be anywhere else but Dallas, blah blah blah, and then he ended it with all in, and I was like, first of all, that's how I know it's not
him. Yeah.
Because not because he wouldn't be all in, but like, that was definitely a jab at the Jones family.
Yes. Like, he's
not gonna type that out.
No, he's not gonna post something like, he doesn't even like,
he would never.
No.
And my friend sent it and he was like so serious, and I was like, I'm aware that you're out at a bar right now. I need you to put the beer down and think a little more critically about what you just said.
You're like, listen, I really need you to understand that not, I mean,
it ain't him.
It's wild, like in these streets.
Sent everyone into a tizzy for like 20 minutes.
God. Did a lot of people like glom onto that?
Yeah. I was getting retweeted left and right. Like, it had numbers.
I just hope like a real reporter didn't retweet that. That would be embarrassing.
I don't think I saw that, but you never know. Yes. The fake Adam Schefter accounts get everybody once in a while.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's legit.
You never know. Just check the spelling and also think like, would this person tweet? And if it's Tyron Smith, the answer is no.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Yeah. I don't know. I just have to say like a couple like last things on Tyron, and I'll try to like say them without like sharing like too much detail about like, but like, I remember when he first came on the team and I think that there's a lot of players that sometimes deal with adversity when they suddenly come into a lot of money. I think that happens with anyone. You know, it's kind of like, you know, if I win the lottery, there'll be signs, but I'll never say it. But yeah, you know, but
like, it'll be like some insane purchase and people are gonna be like, where did that come from?
These guys don't have that luxury of hiding the fact that they're coming into money.
Right. And, like, everyone knows your business.
Yes. And I remember a couple of times where, like, we just, when I was with the team, there was like some extra precautions that had to be made because of like things that people were like, you know, it just like people trying to take advantage of him basically from like his past. And, you know, that could be really heartbreaking. I think as, you know, as much as you're, it's fun to be really rich and whatever else, you know, they're still humans and they have feelings. And I remember him just navigating that like so gracefully because it really was like horrific and wrong and like super predatory what was, you know, kind of going down. And I just felt like, you know, I really respected the way he approached it and the way he handled it. And also like equally just like felt compassion for him because, you know, it's not his fault. And I just felt like it was, I got to see his true colors, I guess is what I'm trying to say. And I think like at its core, you know, he is what my experience with him has been is like, he's a really good human being and he's, you know, just decently a stand-up guy from what I've personally experienced, like I said. And
oh yeah, like he's one of the players that I've met that like, I'm a certified nobody and like, he remembers who I am every time. I'm like, this 100%. Is so nice. Like, he's such a nice guy.
He really is. And like, I don't know. I just feel like this day and age, that's so uncommon. Well, it's less common than not. And so I just, you know, sorry to be like so vague when I say that. I just, you know, he's fine. Everything was fine. It all ended up okay. Yeah. But like, I just remember like that was, you just see people's true character throughout adversity. And like, he was very obviously being wronged and he, you know, it was just like refreshing to see him still carry himself with such grace throughout all of that. And I feel like he's carrying himself with grace throughout this transition too. And, you know, you want the best for the good guys. So it, you know, I'm bittersweet news for sure, but I'm happy for him that he was able to, you know, get what he deserves.
I agree. I just, you know, I feel for him that he has to deal with Aaron Rodgers.
I was just thinking about that. I was like, oh my God, the Jets are low key going to become a little scary. Like,
yeah,
I'm less than thrilled about.
Well, they're trying to, that's for sure. At least there's that. Good for them. I wish we were trying to.
I mean, now I just want to see, I actually want to see what's happening with whatever Hard Knocks. I wish they were doing it this year with him.
Yeah.
Like, that would be great. Like,
that turned out to be such a nothing burger.
I know. Like, it had so much potential. I'm like, how about you guys just bring it, like, roll it back?
Right. Who would you want to see in the preseason this year? Like, just given all the free agency moves.
What do you mean? Like,
I think it's going to have to be like the Steelers, right?
Oh, what team?
I know. Like, I feel like they would have done it with the Broncos.
Yeah. I could see the Steelers for sure.
You have Justin Fields as the backup too. Like, that's too good to pass up.
Yeah, I think you're right. I would.
Like, would Mike Tomlin allow it?
Yeah. Well, I think the league gets to determine it anyways. They just tell you. Yeah, because it's a league thing. And they're just like, nah, we're going to.
Michael just be like, there's a camera. I'm going to go over here.
Yeah. They're like, well, no, we're going to impose our media rights on you and just make you do it.
Yeah, probably.
I think the Steelers is actually a really good thought. I actually agree with you on that.
I wouldn't want to see them in season. No offense. But I think their preseason will be super interesting. Also, the Chargers would be an interesting one too.
The Chargers would be an interesting one.
Yeah.
I mean, you want to see just people like or Washington.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I wonder if that's more interesting to us than it would be to like everybody else. You know, because like we're astutely in tuned into like what they're doing over there. Yeah. But like, does everyone else really care as much as we do? Like, they just took our like roster.
I mean, Carolina sucks. They could take them.
Yeah, but you kind of want to see, you want like a good story. I feel like Harbaugh is a story.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't really know what their story is.
Their story is like DQ's pretty good at getting players to like him. I don't know.
Yeah.
And like, best of luck with your new ownership? Question mark.
Yeah.
But yeah, I feel like Steelers, Chargers, even like, I know people would get bored of it, but like, even Chiefs would be interesting, like going into a potential three-peat year could be.
Give me Detroit.
Ooh, yes, 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 yes.
I would watch the ish out of that.
Dude, Detroit or the Packers would be good.
We just named like half the league.
I think we named interesting ones, okay? And they could be in season or preseason. Pick what you will, Hard Knocks.
We're like, Hard Knocks, there's going to be 6 seasons this year, and it's going to be, that's what we declare. The official new decree.
Well, here's the thing. And as a reality TV lover, I get, you know, I think with that part of my brain often.
We need more like, content.
NFL is like, is salacious. It's interesting. Like, things are, it's a good watch if you go to the right place.
Yes. Agreed. Anyway,
one hit wonder Real Housewives of DC. It could be a Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. We could get a, I'm trying to think of like a scandal.
Should do a Real Housewives of the NFL.
I would watch that. They used to have WAGs, but it was like more NBA.
I remember that. Yeah.
I think of that show often.
Well, speaking of someone who got knocked around a lot, but
nice.
Leighton Vander Esch, he officially announced his retirement due to medical reasons from the league after 6 seasons this week. I don't think were you super surprised by that?
I was a little bit hopeful, like when he was about to go in and get evaluated, I was like hopeful that he could, you know, be good enough to play just because he's such a important member of this team, especially in that position. Like, we are going to be struggling. So I think it was more DeLulu like hopefulness that I had before, but like, I think with that last injury, I don't know if you felt that way in the moment, but my first thought was, I think that's over for him.
Yeah. And it sounded like from like what I was reading from his wife, Madeline.
Yeah.
They kind of knew that too. And I think they just were kind of getting the confirmation, which.
And that's why we don't like Trent Williams. No, I'm just kidding. He was doing his job.
No, but you know, yeah, I think that. But he's also. Yeah, it sucks. It makes you kind of sad because I think Leighton definitely made an impact on this team, but I wouldn't compare him to like a Sean Lee, even though they both.
Yeah, people have been doing that. I think it's honestly more so because they look alike, but whatever. People keep calling him the general, and I'm like, listen, not the same.
I mean, yeah, am I wrong in saying that? Like, I think Leighton definitely was a positive impact on this team.
I think if he had more time, like, he could have gotten to that.
Yeah.
Level.
I just don't look at him and think, like, whenever we were having a hard time, everyone was like, get Sean Lee on the field. Like, we need Sean Lee on the field, you know? And with Leighton, it was like, you just expected him to be there, and then you would call out more of his mishaps. And he did have a decent amount of them. So, I don't know. Like, I don't, maybe that's
not. I think, like, this year before he got injured was more his like his true like leadership year, because like what Micah's rookie season, that was like, that one was more they were trying to learn how to work together, and Micah was just an ever evolving beast of a player. But like this year, I feel like he really stepped into a leadership role, and it really sucked to see that get cut short. He's a good dude, and that sucks.
Yeah. So,
and you hate to see it.
You hate to see it, but it is unfortunately the reality. It doesn't make a ton of, I think we kind of knew we had to look for that position anyways. So I don't feel like it's like,
we were already worried about it. And now we're worrieder.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So
the worry has increased.
But and with that,
no one's helping.
I know. I was going to say, I was like, with that, that kind of puts us in a position, and it's kind of funny. I was laughing, just like reading what people are saying online. And, it puts them in a position where they still just have a lot of needs. We're not quite doing like a rebuild or anything, but it does feel like there's like a significant amount of resources.
Feels like we are.
You know what I mean? It's kind of like an undercover one. Like, am I wrong?
No, like they're just trying to like make us not think that it is, but it is.
Yeah, I know.
They're like doing it low key under the table. They're just like rebranding it as like, no. We already think we have a good team. We like our guys. Trademark.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
But you can't fool me, Jones family. You can't.
Yeah.
See right through you.
Like, I just need you guys to like give me Gilmore back, like re-sign him, and let's have a good draft. And I will say with some of the compensatories we've picked up,
don't you dare.
I'm sorry, but like we've done okay with those in the past. I'm just like,
Kelsey, if I see you on a boat next week, I'm gonna know that you've been got by the Jones family. They told you to,
I know,
preach the good word about compensatory picks.
Listen, I'm allowed to be Delulu because I don't know. That I just true. I'm opting into that my Delulu phase. So here we are.
She's wearing Delulu lemon.
Yeah, the Lululemon is my vibe these days. All right, guys. Well, thanks so much for joining us. We do appreciate you as always. Like we mentioned, we will start to ramp up more of our draft talk here soon. So that should be exciting. And in the meantime, though, please make sure you are subscribed to the Blog of the Boys podcast. Wherever you get your podcasts, whether that's Spotify, Apple, iTunes, or Stitcher. Also, come hang out with Megan and I on social media. I'm on Instagram at Hey Kelsey Charles, and I'm also on Twitter at Kelsey_Charles, and Megan is
at Meg Murray with 4 R's on everything. And don't forget, pre-save Broken Heart by Ian Flanagan right now.
Get Kelsey back to Texas. All right, love you guys. Oh, wait. I'm sorry. Oh my God. That was almost the first show that we ended incorrectly. Megan, save me, please. What are the words we have to end every show with?
I can't believe you almost did that. Dallas forever, Philly for never. See you.
Birds are not real. Bye.